Hello, Ivy, Mandy, and Jacob. This is Adam, and here's your feedback to the complaint letter about the exhibition. Okay, so first, the first email to your friend and colleague. So you're missing the job title for Jun Lau and your job title, and also in your subject line, information about a received complaint letter. So your email is not about information about A. You're asking for help. So it should be more, your subject line should describe the content of your email. Okay. Second, remember the first email is to your friend. So, dear June, regards, Jacob. It's too formal. You could make, hi June, cheers, Jacob. In the first line, instead of I have, you could say I've. Instead of received, I could say I've just got a complaint letter. Okay, then some other grammar problems, like he listed out, instead he just, you don't need out, so he listed. You say about the unworkable facility, but that's it's unclear what you mean by unworkable facility. It's talking about the online registration did not work. You've got to be more precise. Complaint and complained, ED, you're mixing those up. And you say that leaflet were unable to take away. Well, it's possible to take away leaflets, but there were not enough leaflets. So again, you've got to be clear about what the actual problem is. In the second email, your subject line is too long. Okay, so try to make it more concise. Also, remember, have capital letters for the important words. So approval, capital A, implementing, capital I, suggestions, capital S. Okay, this is more formal, and that's okay. So dear Miss Kong is okay, but not yours sincerely. Yours sincerely is for external letters. So here you could say regards, okay? Then you say, I am writing to talk about, you're writing an email, so you're not talking about. Okay, so you're writing to outline problems. and then you're using subheadings, which is good, but your first subheading's too long, okay? So make it more concise, like the second one, small venue, fine. Shortage of leaflets, that's okay. First one, it's too long. After registering, you need for. So registering for the event. And then rather than it is because, you need this is because, this is because. And then not in the same time, at the same time. Okay. You're mixing up ED adjectives and ING, so which led to overcrowding, not overcrowded. Yes, and then in your suggestion for the second one, and having a better estimate for the number of participants. Okay. Plural, there were not enough leaflets, and also don't start a sentence with and, it's informal. Okay, in the second email. In the letter, quite good. Remember, try to be positive. So things like complaint is negative, and overloaded negative. Okay, so try to be more positive in the letter. So it caused the server to be overloaded. Okay, not was overloaded. And then you say, second, the small venue was caused by the large venues were fully booked. So that. No, there's not a cause-effect relationship there, really. The small venue was because you were too late to book the larger venues. So you got to say that more positively, and then yes, rephrase that. Also, you say we're going to give you a free ticket, but you don't mention the free ticket in the second email. You need permission to give the free ticket from your boss, okay? And rather than you say, we assure you that those situations, you can't use situation there, you can use issues. We assure you that those issues would not happen again. Okay, quite good. If you make the corrections, then you'll end up writing better emails in future.